The Veterans Administration in Boston is leading the most comprehensive study ever of injuries from explosive blasts. The study focuses on 800 veterans around the country exposed to explosions after 9/11. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Shortly after he'd been exposed to several improvised explosive devices, Chris Riga realized something was not right.
The first time I noticed that we had been through multiple IED strikes within a week period in years ago in Afghanistan, and unfortunately I was at a memorial ceremony, and I couldn't keep my balance after standing up for about 2 minutes. I'd have to grab onto something or lean against something to be able to stand for that amount of time.
Riga served several tours in Afghanistan from 2001 to 2014, eventually commanding all U.S. Special Forces there. During his 29 years in the Army's 82nd Airborne, Rangers, and 3rd and 7th Special Forces Groups, he also served in Africa and Iraq.
We're always either preparing for combat or deployed in combat. In that environment, blasts and exposures were a daily incident. So, you know, I've always been very interested in what effect that has on your brain, your body, and everything else.
After the invasion of Iraq in 2004 and 2005, the VA and Department of Defense were confronted with a large number of traumatic brain injuries and concussions from IEDs. In previous wars, people died from other injuries, but their survival rate from those injuries had improved. Researchers were tasked with understanding the long-term effects of TBI. They decided to cast a wide net to look at a variety of symptoms, such as PTSD, alcohol abuse, and sleep problems. Bill Milberg and Regina McGlinchey are the study's lead researchers.
We don't only look at the military service period, we look at what happened to these people when they were younger, before they were in the military. So, you know, we capture things like rock wars and sledding incidences when they're growing up. And then also, you know, motor vehicle
sports injuries and bar fights and the whole gamut.
McGlinchey, Milberg, and other researchers at the Boston VA found that exposure to blasts also resulted in changes to brain function and brain structure. McGlinchey says they're not trying to understand just PTSD or just TBI.
It's like, what does war do to an entire person?
The Boston researchers learned that concussions were not necessarily causing other symptoms veterans encountered. It was rare to find veterans with concussions and nothing else. One of the researchers at the Boston VA, Laura Grande, decided to look at the impact of close blast exposure independent of concussion. She found that the effects are the same whether or not a person had symptoms of concussion at the time of the blast. So she wanted to find out if blast exposure caused changes in behavior.
And we found that these folks do have changes in their memory for verbal information. We had a large enough sample that we could really look at so many patients, and we could realize that it's not the PTSD that's driving this memory deficit. It's not the sleep deprivation. It's not the substance abuse. And I think what this study demonstrates is that that's not all that there is, that there is something about blast exposure that is also associated with memory impairment.
At 54, Chris Riga has had many concussions. He has traumatic brain injury. He has problems with short-term memory. He says he's always looking for studies. He lives in Westfield in the western part of the state. He works as a patient advocate at his local VA in Northampton. He learned about this study and volunteered. By participating in the VA research, he's been taught how to cope with his memory loss.
I go through a lot of stickies. My wallet is full of them. It's a tool rather than not only forgetting something and adding the stress of worrying about forgetting something. You could just simply write it down and knock out both the stress and the cause and effect of TBI by having reminders and other tools at your disposal.
By working with 800 veterans, including Riga, McGlinchey hopes the VA team can identify combinations of conditions that seem to predict poor outcome.
So that we can target who it is that are going to need a lot of care, bring them in while they're still relatively young, and see if we can somehow thwart their trajectory, intervene early enough where we can have an effect and have an impact on the rest of their lives rather than letting the horse keep running out of the barn. But first, we have to know who to find, how to target. You can't just bring 3 million people who've been deployed in for help.
Finding who most needs therapy is what McGlinchey and her colleagues are working on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.